some of the news of the day from Washington, and our President Joe Gomez joins me this morning on News Radio WTAM 1100. Morning, Joe.
Good morning.
Air Force One first. He's heading to Puerto Rico today.
That's right, yeah. President Trump going to be headed to San Juan, Puerto Rico, the capital city of Puerto Rico, and he'll be presumably meeting with some of the victims of the back-to-back hurricanes there, also meeting with local government officials, but he won't be meeting with the mayor of San Juan, who he's had a war of words with over the past several days, particularly over the weekend, where she called him out saying that that they were basically dying of hunger and thirst, and he told her to essentially stop complaining and said that more work needed to be done in the local level, and so that erupted in quite a firestorm. But it's unclear if he's going to be meeting with that mayor. Doesn't sound like it, though.
Yeah, I got into political stuff over the weekend pretty quickly. It seemed like other mayors who were supporters of Trump said, "No, we're doing okay," and it's just a disaster. I saw Geraldo got in there Sunday, went to find the mayor, and said, "Where are all the dying people?" And she kind of backed off a little bit, but, you know, you're right. Boy, Trump really called her out saying, look, we're doing all we can. Just, you know, we'll be there soon. Hang on, right?
Right, yeah, that's what the president said. I mean, it seems like it may have been kind of a failure on a local level because the logistics are the big issue in Puerto Rico. You know, it's not a matter of getting the supplies there, but how do you get the supplies once they're at the port, delivered to the folks that need them?
I read a piece the other night, and I'm no expert on Puerto Rico, don't get me wrong, but the corruption on that island to begin with, the way the whole thing is set up, and they were saying that is one of the problems in trying to handle a disaster like this. Just, it's a corrupt system to start with.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they've had issues, with past governors in terms of corruption and some of the money that's been designated to go to projects like, I would imagine, making sure the roads are restored, not going there, but going to fill the pockets of past governors. So you're right. I mean, it's been a big problem in Puerto Rico, but they're a territory, not a state. So there's probably not as many checks and balances as you would have with a state.
All right, let's switch to Vegas. President yesterday out in front of the White House with the vice president and a moment of silence. The actual gun was purchased, many of the guns. Here's the gun shop owner in Utah.
It was just a normal timing for him to come in. He was talking how he was new to the area, kind of visiting all the firearm stores in the area, found something on our shelves that he really liked, and it took him a couple different trips, I guess you could say, before he ended up purchasing.
Stephen Paddock, the guy they're talking about, I mean, the count of this just keeps going up, 40, 50, 60 guns. I saw a headline this morning, Las Vegas shooting, at least 59 dead. Gunman was a crazed lunatic full of hate. Joe, we're still trying to figure out why. I don't think we ever will, though.
Right, yeah, I mean, it's obviously he's dead, but I think now there's a lot of focus on have family members trying to figure out more about who this Stephen Paddock is. There was an interview with one of his brothers. I guess he had a few brothers who was just kind of shaken by reports about his brother Stephen committing this horrible mass shooting. Eric Paddock told reporters in Florida that his brother didn't have any political organization or religious views that he knew of, and said that he was, a mama's boy. He said he sent his 91-year-old mother a walker for her birthday and asked about her after the hurricane. I guess she was on the western side of Florida, so she was a victim of the hurricane. But interesting, going back even further, I guess is his father, Stephen Paddock's father, was a bank robber who eventually escaped from prison and spent most of his life in the 70s on the FBI's most wanted list.
So, I saw that, yeah.
Who knows if that had anything to do with it?
Huckabee Sanders, spokesman yesterday at the White House, boy, she really broke down. That was tough to watch. We all were very emotional yesterday.
Yeah, it was pretty pretty rare, I think, to see a White House spokesperson actually break up like that. But she kept it together, I think, for the most part. She was able to make it through what she had to say, but she was quoting scripture and talking about the dead, and that's when you could tell her voice began to crack.
All right, president to Puerto Rico today. More about his trip throughout the day on News Radio WTAM 1100. Las Vegas tomorrow. Joe Gomez with a preview from Washington this morning. Thanks, Joe.
Thanks.
6:24 News Radio WTAM 1100.
It doesn't make any sense that he killed those people. It makes no sense that he did that. He was a multimillionaire. He had multiple million dollars. Okay.
Stephen Paddock's brother outside the home in Orlando in the media found him yesterday asking about his brother, Tim Dimoff, president, CEO of Sachs Consulting Investigative Services this morning, joins me as we pick up the story out of Vegas. Tim, good morning. What they have found so far, it would seem, is simply an awful lot of guns that this guy had and no motive?
Yeah, as of right now, ironically, talking to his mother, his brother, his family, friends, relatives, neighbors, they have not found any motive at all. They have found a gentleman that's a multimillionaire, and they're really scratching their head, but they're going to dig in on his computer, his phone, more interviews, and eventually we're going to figure out something triggered this guy's actions.
Computer, phones, that would lead them maybe to other information. Maybe indeed it was all a house of cards. I mean, I don't know as far as this guy's wealth. I mean, who knows what stress he was under. I mean, you know, we're trying to make sense of something that's simply senseless, Tim.
Yeah, it's very senseless. But he had, there's no doubt he had a definitive thought in his head for doing what he did. We need to connect the dots here, and digging in on his personal stuff will eventually, I think, reveal it.
Weapons, what have we learned as far as we were using terms about automatic, semi-automatic yesterday? Have they released anything official as far as weapons, Tim?
Well, they've released AR-15s, but in high-powered rifles, 306 type. And basically, these are all high-powered type of semi-automatic weapons that can be converted to fully automatic, and he had numerous weapons that he slowly trickled into his room there at in Vegas, and obviously nobody noticed.
Tim Dimoff, president, CEO of Sachs Consulting Investigative Services, as the investigation, of course, continues into panic. Tim, thanks much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.